U.S. and NATO officials are expressing outrage over what they see as the latest insult from Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who not only released 65 accused militants from the former U.S. prison outside Kabul, but made sure they had new clothes, a ride into town, and money to spend. U.S. officials say the men are dangerous Taliban fighters and bomb makers who will simply return to killing in what is supposed to be the final year of the war. Here's Republican Senator John McCain.
Many of these people were caught red-handed. It's not as if this was questionable.
But some of the released prisoners say they were never charged with anything. Yalda Hakim of the BBC World News was given exclusive access to the prison before the men were released. She's in the USA today, in fact, joins us from the NPR studios in Washington. Yalda, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Robin.
So what is true about these men? Who are they?
Well, it's difficult to tell, Robin. I was given unprecedented access into the prison itself, and I went cell after cell, and the complaint that many of these detainees had was that they had been lingering, some of them for years on end, without trial. So it's difficult to know who's innocent, who's not. Everyone I spoke to was telling me they're either a poet or a farmer or a journalist, and that they had been wrongfully picked up by the US and Afghan militaries, predominantly in the south of the country during night raids, and taken and then thrown into Bagram prison and left there without any kind of trial or charges laid against them. The Afghan president told me that the Afghan judicial system and the review board has found that many of them in there are innocent. ISAF and the US military told me that they have blood on their hands. So it's really difficult to tell who's innocent and who's not in this.
Well, let's listen to the sound of at least one man that you met. He's one of them who said he's just an innocent farmer and he has thoughts about the Americans who incarcerated him originally. Let's listen.
I hate them because I am here for no reason. I want to ask them, what is my crime? If they told me clearly what evidence they have against me, then I wouldn't mind if I was in prison for 10 years. But no one is asking about us. I have spent a year far from my mother and father. Why? What is the reason, I ask?
But Yalda, U.S. military says one of the men who's thought to have walked is Muhammad Wali, who they say is a suspected Taliban explosives expert.
Absolutely. The U.S. military gave me a sort of a folder of some of these detainees who had been announced at the time that they were going to be released when I was in Kabul a week and a half or so ago. And they showed me the evidence against many of these men, and they said that some were members of the Taliban. They said that they had forensic evidence to show that there was DNA on the IEDs that were used to kill Afghan and NATO forces, and that they had presented this information to the Afghan authorities. But the Afghan authorities told me that the evidence provided to them had all been redacted, the names of sources, for example, and that the evidence provided from the American side wasn't transparent. The Americans told me that, of course, some of the information is classified and they can't share it. So it really goes to show the heart of the problem is the level of mistrust between both sides.
Well, and what was supposed to be the process? In other words, if the Americans detained these men in nighttime raids, as you said, were the Afghans supposed to try them? And why haven't they been tried?
Remember that Bagram prison came into Afghan control last year. So in the space of this 1 year, you know, more than 500 or 600 detainees have been tried and released. And the Americans have said to me that they haven't had a problem with, you know, hundreds of people being released. It's the 88 that they have said who are very dangerous, have blood on their hands, and that they were firmly against the Afghans releasing. But the Afghans are saying that the lack of evidence that's provided to them by the American side means that they don't have enough to hold these men and detain them indefinitely and not release them.
But even President Karzai, when you spoke with him, seemed to be saying that he knew that there were bad elements who'd be released. Let's listen.
No doubt, but the number of those people who are criminals, real criminals, are a minority.
So he's acknowledging that it's a minority, but if in that 65 it's, you know, 50, that's potentially a lot of bomb makers. What else is going on here, Yalda Hakim? This is the latest round in a spat between the U.S. and President Karzai.
Absolutely. It feels like, you know, it's a political game. I asked President Karzai in my interview whether he was politicizing this issue and was concerned about his legacy. Now, he told me he'd be a foolish leader not to be concerned about his legacy. His concern is how the Afghan people will now perceive him. You know, he's been president for 12 years. The elections are coming up in 2 months' time. He told me he wants to get the best deal for his country, whether it's the bilateral security agreement, which means US and NATO forces remain in the country post-withdrawal at the end of this year, or whether it's the issue of Bagram. He said that he wants to ensure that he gets the best deal for his country. I asked him whether the issue of the Bagram prisoners, he was politicizing it to enhance his position with the Taliban and for them to look more favorably upon him. He said it's not about the Taliban, it's not about the Americans and what they think. This is about innocent men who have been detained, wrongfully detained, he said, and left there without any trial, without any charges laid against them. I then said to him, but of course, you know, there is no doubt that there are hardliners in that prison. And that's when he said, of course, you know, he's aware that there would be hardliners, but the men that he is freeing are innocent.
Well, and this comes as we're reading reports of how hard U.S. officials tried to get him not to do this, both behind the scenes and then very publicly. What do you think this does as officials on both sides are trying to figure out troop withdrawal within the year?
Well, I spoke to Senator Lindsey Graham here in D.C. a few days ago about this, and he said that it really is an all-time low for U.S.-Afghan relations. And the relationship with President Karzai, he said he felt, was irreparable now. So it really goes to show how much the relationship has become damaged. You know, in the last few months, we've been hearing it's a new low for U.S.-Afghan relations, and then it's another low for Afghan-U.S. relations. You know, in recent times, President Karzai has been describing the U.S. as behaving like rivals in his country and has, for the last few years, tried to reach out to the Taliban, describing them as brothers and sons of the soil, and those who are Afghans need to come and be part of the peace process. His main gripe is that he feels he needs to reach out to the Taliban and reach some kind of peace agreement. And the United States is getting increasingly frustrated with his anti-U.S. and anti-NATO rhetoric.
Well, meanwhile, you mentioned Senator Graham. We should note the New York Times quotes an official who says, "We've survived many disputes with the Afghans. We take a few body blows, but we muddle through. The mission keeps going." We will see. Yalda Hakim with the BBC World News. And by the way, we'll link you to her reports about the Bagram prison in Afghanistan at hereandnow.org. Yalda, thank you.
Thanks very much, Robin.